Suzanne divorced her husband. She got the keys to the car and the home, but her friends were really his friends. No one stops by to see her much anymore. So one night she goes back down to the old haunts that once upon a time were her own. She didn't know nobody out there no more. And the whole experience just made her feel so old. She says, I want to live the real life. I want to live my life close to the bone. Just because I'm middle-aged, that don't mean I want to sit around my house and watch TV. I want the real life. I want to live the real life. Jackson was a good kid. He had 4 years of college and a bachelor's degree, started working when he was 21, got fed up and quit when he was 43. He said, my whole life I've done what I'm supposed to do. Now I'd like to maybe do something for myself. And just as soon as I figure out what that is, you can bet your life I'm going to give it hell. He says, I want to live the real life. I want to live my life close to the bone. Just because I'm middle-aged, that don't mean I want to sit around my house and watch TV. I want the real life. I want to live the real life. I guess it don't matter how old you are or how old one lives to be. I guess it boils down to what we did with our lives and how we deal with our own destinies. But something happens when you reach a certain age, particularly to those ones that are young at heart. It's a lonely proposition when you realize that there's less days in front of the horse than riding in the back of this cart. I say I want to live the real life. I want to live my life close to the bone. Just because I'm middle-aged, that don't mean I want to sit around my house and watch TV. I want the real life. I want to live the real life. Okay.